Okay, what I chose to do today is a couple of simanim in Tuf Mem Zayin. The basic the basic halachas of the Seder and of kashering are things we go over usually with a little bit of an arichus. And thank you. Still want to play one. Filter. it's okay, sit down. It's okay, Mark. I'm good. I don't know if I didn't make enough copies, I have to make some more copies. But I'll take, there's still a few Mishnah Berurahs in the shelf. Ellie, you just run and make another 10 copies if you don't mind. There's no, in the office there you'll see a machine. Let's see. Usually the adrenaline gets a car. Alright, here basically the halachas that have to do with the more lumdis, the shilas that come up around the kitchen. And that's why I figure we'll learn it inside. I ran up now and got the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, just in case anybody would look at something and it would contradict what I say. I have to be careful. But I would like to go through the basic halachas and then one halacha which I'm not 100% clear about. What you have here on your sheets is the end of Sifches, and then Siftes and Sif Yud, the beginning of Sif Yud Aleph, in Simin Tuf Mem Zayin. Now these are the dinim of Taruvas Chametz for Pesach, and these are the halachis that are perhaps the more complicated or the more type of shilas that a person doesn't paskin himself, that you call a Rav. This is where the basic halachas come from. The end of Sifches, which is the beginning of your photostat, I'll leave for a moment. Let's start with Siftes. Yavesh be Yavesh. This goes to the heart of halachas of Yeridei, of Basa B'chalav and Taruvis. These halachas, Basa B'chalav and Taruvis, all have to do with mixtures. A Taruvis is a mixture. Anything kosher and treif could mix in one of two ways. Either lach b'lach or yavesh b'yavesh. Yavesh b'yavesh is when you have freestanding items. You have things that stand independently and they're not distinguishable one from the other. You have a piece of meat that's nevela and a piece of meat, the same cut of meat, that's shkuta, and you can't distinguish one from the other. That's a taruvis of yavesh b'yavesh. Min b'mina, yavesh b'yavesh, to say min. One is kosher, one is treif, but they're both the same type of steak. And, thank you, Ellie. A couple of more copies. And they're, Jay, you pissed at Jay. So that's one mitzvah, yavesh b'yavesh. You realize yavesh b'yavesh is almost always min b'minai. Why? Because otherwise it's generally recognizable, unless there's a bliya in it. Usually yavesh b'yavesh is min b'minai. So you have two rib steaks. One is kosher, one's not. You can't distinguish one from the other. Then there's a taruvis of lach b'lach. Lach b'lach is a taruvis, literally liquid and liquid, but it means any time things combine and mix. If you have flour, and two types of flour are mixed together in a mixer, that's also lach b'lach. It doesn't have to be wet, but it means something which combines in a mixture. So if somebody is cooking a chicken soup or a vegetable soup, and some milk spritzes in, drips into the soup and it dissipates in the mixture, that's called lach b'lach. That's a mixture of lach b'lach. So the aleph beis of Hilchas Taruvis is that lach b'lach is bottle b'shishim, If a spritz of milk goes into a chicken soup, it's bottle b'shishim. And yavesh b'yavesh is bottle b'rayv. Yavesh b'yavesh mim b'minai is bottle b'rayv. If it would be mim b'sheinai minai, if you could have a case of mim b'sheinai minai, meaning you have, the, let's say, two pieces of meat. They're both shchuta. But one piece of meat has a bli of milk in it, and one doesn't. And then you have a taruvis, so it's mim b'minai, but it's yavesh b'yavesh, but it's really mim b'einai minai. One has a milk taste and one doesn't. So there, it's batel b'shishim. Shema yivashlen uviyit en tam, is gzeri d'rabbanan. And then it needs shishim. So raiv is only min b'minai mamish. Min b'minai mamish is batel b'raiv. And lach b'lach needs shishim. That's the aleph beis of the halachis of babasim chalam and tarubis. Chametz, what? So lach b'lach is bottle forever. It's gone forever. Yavesh b'yavesh could have situations where it's called chayzav v'nir, where the issa comes and returns. So that you could have cases where it's chayzav v'nir. For our discussion, pretty much just that, it's not so nogeya. But that's the halacha. You can have one tray for rib steak and two kosher rib steaks. A bad example. It's a chaticha relashchabe. Okay. But you could have one slice of meat and two slices of meat, two that are kosher, one that's treif. It's mixed. You can't distinguish one from the other. Then the halacha is that it's batel b'raiv. Minatari, you're allowed to eat all three. Even though you're vade eating treifis, minatari can eat all three. But rabbanah, we don't need all three together. Basacha, minatari can eat three basachas, but it's machlekes the Rosh and the Rashba. But rabbanah, if you're allowed to eat all three. But anyway, that's the that's the background. I didn't talk about chametz. Why should the veilah be chayzer in the year on Pesach? I didn't talk about chametz yet. Okay, I'll talk about chametz. Good. Chametz lach b'lach is bottle, is not bottle. It's also b'mashu. You all know the chametz is also b'mashu. Most people don't know. Is that chametz is only asa b'mashu with the rabbanon? We keep the rabbanons, but chametz is asa b'mashu. It's a din de rabbanon, and machlekes rishayim. Why? The usually accepted reason is that because of the chaymer of chametz, which is an issakaris, so chazal v'machmir on issa mashu, and that rizal has extraordinary expressions. Of somebody, a person should be careful not to be Ivan a mashu of chametz, even with tarumis, and Klal Yisrael is very zahir in this. Chametz before Pesach is batel b'shishim. Before Pesach is batel b'shishim. Chametz, the iser mashu is an iser on Pesach itself, even erev Pesach. Chametz is bottle b'shishim. So that, hold on, Pesach, until the Issacharis. They were makas in Issacharis. The Issacharis starts at night.
And after six hours,
it's nothing to do with what I'm talking. There are other dinim, you know, they eat chametz. But the din of bitl b'taruvis is erev Pesach. It's bottle. And therefore, if somebody is cooking for Pesach and some chametz falls into a mixture of potato kugel. They call potato kugel. Potatoes are kosher Pesach. Eggs are kosher Pesach. And oils are not chametz. And something chametz stick goes in, even a drop of chametz mamish. It's batel b'shishim before Pesach, and it is you're allowed to eat it on Pesach. It's not chayzer v'nir. Once it's batel b'shishim, it's mutter. Most of our wives would not dream of using it. But al pidin, it's something that's mutter and that's halacha psuk. Now the question is, why the hechsherim? What? Once it's mutter, I'm not talking about a chametz. We'll get to chametz lekavod here on the page in a minute. But right now I'm talking about a mixture of chametz mamish in the food. Now. Why are Hechsherim makbid on this? The Hechsherim are makbid on a mashul chametz before Pesach. The reason is, Ramesh has a tshuva that sort of set the stage for Hesherim. It's written back in the late 50s, I believe. They asked him, why can't they go to a trefah factory? Owned by a guy all year round. Go to a trefah factory on Monday morning after it's closed for 24 hours. Why do we have to kasha the factory? It's already kelim eina b'nei yayman. It doesn't answer the food. There's an issa for a yid to use eina b'nei yayman keli. But this is not a yid. You go to a Wise Potato Chips factory or Bari Cookies. It's owned by Goyim. Goyim are allowed. There's no issa for a guy to cook in a keli eina b'nei yayman. Let the guy cook it, and the yid will give a hechsher. He'll say this, that it's kosher. Because after all, the kelim eina b'nei yayman. So Moshe writes in Achidami, but Bechur Adavar. He calls it Bechur Adavar to give a hechsher on something that a lady in a kitchen wouldn't do, that in a Yiddish house you wouldn't do it. You're giving a hechsher. Bechur Adavar, it's an improper thing to do. And therefore, the Hechsherim try to be Makbid L'chatchila to do everything in the L'chatchila Dika Eifin. And the same thing, the Hechsherim that we use across the board are not matir, even a mashahu chametz. Apple juice, all apple juice is kosher l'Pesach. There's no apple juice in America that's not kosher l'Pesach. It's 100% apple juice. The problem with apple juice is that in order to get the apple cider, as you know, has floating sediment in it, which floats in the thickness of the apple juice. That's why apple cider is always a colored container. It's never a clear glass container. It looks disgusting. So how do they make apple juice? They throw in something that causes the sediment to settle. That is made from gluten. It's made from chametz. And therefore, the kosher Pesach apple juice is not made to use something else. They don't use that. Now, Meikar Adin, Halacha, it's mutter. They don't leave that in the chametz. They throw it in to settle the sediment, and they scoop it out. And what's left is 100% apple juice. Maybe there are traces of what they put in, maybe not. Meikar Adin, that's all apple juice is kosher l'Pesach. Nevertheless, the Hechsherim HaMakbid on a mashu chametz even before Pesach, because of Ramesh's Gedorim to do things in a lachatchila dika way, not in a way that's kosher b'di'evit. Lachatchila, nobody would throw chametz into food they're preparing for Pesach. And therefore, that is the standard in the Hechsherim. And that's why Hechsherim have Mashkichim Tmidim for Pesach dika runs, even though they use Seimach and Yaitzev Nichnis for most things. But they generally, I can't say every time, generally they have a Mashkich Tmidim on these type of things. You know, not for things like cashews, they don't have to meshkech tamidi, but for things that are manufactured, they do. He's no Mr. Mashu, you mean?
Yes, one put him on that
when I'm a vatli surim lechatchila, it's not Isser, okay. It comes up by the lactate. Those lactose intolerant people, lactate is a chametz derivative, and people who are lactose intolerant, we tell them to take the milk before Pesach, throw in these drips of lactate which they put in. It's bottled b'shisha before Pesach. It neutralizes the lactose, and then it's mutter on Pesach. It would be also a mashu before Pesach. We tell them to do it ahead of time. So we do it ahead of time. The chatchila to do it that way for no reason. So that's, I think, the bechur adava that Ramesh is referring to. And if this din of ei mevatel this little chatchila, if you're doing it for Pesach, it's taka, it doesn't have a shame iser. But I don't know if you're doing it for Pesach. It's a Taz. The Taz says there's no din aim of atlanis lechatchila on something you do for different reasons. He's going to the Raglei Devarim, a very memorable case. We have honey out of the honeycomb. It's got Raglei Devarim. It's got bee parts in it, which are not kosher. They cook the honey and melt the bee parts into it. That's atlanis lechatchila.
Why
So Taz says they cook the honey anyway to give it a uniform taste. So therefore, there's no din of eim avat unless lechatzilah.
So
yeah, nachinami. You mean like in the apple juice? They're not doing it to be mevatel the chametz. Nachinami. You're right. Okay, so this is the background to these halachas. I should mention that kidney is batel berayv for Ashkenazim. Kidney is batel berayv. The Sfaradim don't have to mevatel it. I don't know. There was a lady a week and a half ago who called. She didn't call me. She called a different rav who called me. She cooked all her potato kugels with canola oil. She had it all in the freezer ready to go for Pesach, and she realized that she didn't use kosher Pesach oil. She used canola oil. So the halacha is that kidney is batel berayv. It's mutter. Now, whether she's actually going to use it, I doubt it. I assume she has enough space, she'll leave it for after Pesach. But halacha is, and halacha psukim shabura, that kidney is batel berayv. If shabura potato kugel with the chametz, it'll be a very long burning. It'll make a big flame, I can tell you. And all that. What? Diet soda. So that's aspartame. Okay, the aspartame is a different story. The issue with the aspartame, which as you know, some places do give a hechsher, some people don't. Aspartame is made from corn. It's made from corn, it's made from kidneys. The question is whether one should consider aspartame kosher l'Pesach or not kosher l'Pesach. Again, it's really bottle anyway, berayv in the soda. The hesher, the heter, now the OU does not use kidneys. You're not mevat l'chatchila, not berayv, and even b'mashu, they don't give hechsherim on things that have kidneys. Why? What?
Why is it bottle?
Yes, so it doesn't matter. Oh, every year's bottle berayv is given for tam. But it's enough. You're being machmer on the Ashkenazim and kidneys. It's enough. Whatever we're machmer on, no, we're not machmer. The aspartame issue is the following. It's a coming together of two issues. The background is that even corn syrup, there were Gedolei Yisrael that were matir, including Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan, in his time held that kidneys is only be'osa be'en, kidneys derivatives of kidneys amutar. Klai Yisrael was not the Kabbalist psak. We don't use corn syrup. If we use corn syrup, it would be easier to have a lot of products. We were not the Kabbalist psak. Nevertheless, you're talking by Issa Kidneys, which is mostly Drabonon. And it's a Drabonon that not all of Klai Yisrael was Makabal. And there's a big tzad that corn syrup is mutter. Halacha l'maisa, none of the Aksherim that we use allow corn syrup. What is aspartame? If you look at it, it's a derivative of corn. They have corn, they throw in the enzymes, they wait a day or two, and then they take it out, and presto, they have the aspartame. The OU relies on the following heter. There's a halacha that if a living creature eats something and changes it in his body to something else, that's called a panim chadash. That's called something new that came into existence. The assuming the creature itself, we're not talking about the Isra, the creature, we're talking about the product which it eats and which it creates. So that, what?
Fish eat worms.
Fish eat worms, and the fish are still, they grow from it. So there's this issue, it's also a bit complicated, but the lamaisa is that it's mutter. In the aspartame, what's really happening, the enzymes are really living creatures, and they're living creatures that are put in that consume the corn and excrete aspartame. That's basically what they are. The enzymes are living organisms that consume the corn and excrete or give as a byproduct the aspartame. So they're saimach on this heter. They have a name for it, I think, something cow heter. I don't remember exactly what the lashon they use. Now, they would never be saimach on this with chametz, because we have a klal, the chachmazon's klal, that organisms that you can't see are not living organisms. I mean, they're living organisms, but halacha doesn't see them as living creatures. Nevertheless, when it comes to this, a kidneys, they're saimach on this heter that it's called Nishtana, and therefore by kidney is the Samech on the aspartame. Others say, strictly speaking, it's really a very shvacha heter. There's Samech on it with the tziruf of the fact that really corn syrup should be butter anyway. And this is where the Chalukah Day has come in regarding the aspartame. I think the kosher, what is it, cocoa pepper is kosher Pesach.
Coke usually is.
Coke is, it's aspartame, I believe.
Oh,
what?
The regular
Diet Coke, I think, uses aspartame. And they use it, the, what?
And they use it all year.
Yeah. They come in all year.
I think they change their...
Okay, I don't say they change it. And I have no idea. They change the color of the caps. The color of the caps.
The regular Coke.
The regular Coke, they go from corn syrup to sugar. So be that as it may... That's the issue of aspartame. In Israel, they have a different Coke. So Rabbi Landau, who gives the extra on Coke, refused to give on diet. So they only had Kosher Pesach Coke, not Kosher Pesach Diet Coke in Eretz Yisrael, which is an emergency. So they started making it, I think, with saccharin or with one of the other artificial sweeteners. So, you know, it may cause cancer, but it's not kidneys. that's what they said. I'd like to learn with you. What about it? I have no idea. I don't know that they make caffeine-free Kosher Pesach soda just because they don't make that many different Kosher Pesach products. If it says caffeine-free, I assume it's caffeine-free. Caffeine is something they add to it. It's not something that they have to extract from it. So caffeine is an ingredient if you look on the symbols.
Rabbi, if you rely on the
okay, perhaps. Perhaps. Lachinami. I'd like to learn Siftes with you, Siftes and Yud. I have no idea what GMO corn is. There's no such thing in halacha. Genetically modified is a taruvis like any other taruvis. The fact that they change genetic material doesn't matter. If you have a piece of corn and the item they change is microscopic, it remains corn. If you have a piece of chametz, if you have an animal, they put in a gene from a pig. But the gene from the pig is microscopic. It's no different than if they would take anything microscopic from a pig and put it in. In the... What? Kalayim? Kalayim? Well, I'm not sure how you would have the kalayim. If you would explain to me, it could be... Kalayim is... Okay, I don't know. I can't answer you, but if you take a gene and put it into a tomato, it remains a tomato. It doesn't change. Siftes is that yavesh be yavesh. Now we're going to start thinking that this is not halacha lemaisa too much, because how do you have chametz and matzah, a mixture of yavesh be yavesh? Only one way. That's if you have Pesach tikka matzis and Chametz tikka matzis, which most of us don't have in our homes anyway. But we'll see in a few minutes, that this is Nageya. So let's learn what it says. Yavesh b'yavesh, you have Pesach tikka matzis and Chametz tikka matzis. And they're indistinguishable, they're mixed in a mixture. Avagav de bishari surim chabitrei bottle. Even though by meat, nevela and kshera, chabitrei would be bottle, Chametz b'matzah, afilo be'elufloi bottle. The first shita is that chametz and matzah is not bottle afilu be'elef because of the chumrah of Pesach. It's a mashu extends to yavesh b'yavesh as well.
And when is this? This is on Pesach.
The yeshayimrim, the chametz shavah l'shari surim b'zeh. Others say no. By yavesh b'yavesh, there's no special chumrah. It's shavah l'shari surim b'zeh. Mr. Burin Tzadikai says, "Eskimu achreinim da halacha kedeya kamaisa." Everyone agrees that the halacha is like the first shita, and that's the way we paskin. It's interesting here in the Shuvu they bring Chazedish Kosev Raklin Yinachila Yesh LaHachmir Avo Bahano Efshel LaHakol Kedeya Shnia. He says that those who hold this Amashu was not said by Yisurei Anoah. Okay, so be that as it may. That's the regular halacha psuka. Yavesh b'yavesh is not bottle, and that's an easy thing. If you would have a chametz tikka matzah that's indistinguishable from a pesach tikka matzah, you throw all of them out. Now that does not happen much, and I don't think anybody has to shayla. Everyone would throw it out.
When we have a what does between the Shulchan Aruch and the Yeshamrim, is that always the rule we follow?
The rule usually is that when there's the Yeshamrim, we follow the first shita. The second shita is brought, the Shach says, and Klolei Hara, that the Shulchan Aruch brings the second shita, because if it's an Issa D'Rabbanan, which this is, you're allowed to be Samech B'Shas HaTchak on the second shita. That's why if Lu Yitzu, somebody would be in stuck in an out-of-town location, and he would only have the one Chabad Sticker Masa mixed with a handful of Pesach Sticker ones, we would tell him to be Samech on the second shita. So it could be a kind of mitzvah of matzah.
Yeah, so Sandy Baker said it's not bottle anyway because it's a davar shabiminyan each matzah.
Oh, so he brings that. The Mishnah Berurah brings that when it's a davar shabiminyan, it won't be bottle anyway. And this would only apply to broken pieces of matzah or something that's not a davar shabiminyan. Mishnah Berurah brings that here as well, I believe. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Tzadik Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says right away. What's a lavish in a sav prusa shal chabitz, a broken chabitz, sav prusas matzah, vein and ikr. The sav kikah, but take kikarais, if it's a whole matzah, lukul yamalai bottle davadovisha bibinya, vein and bottle of filuba elef, which is barbi or day a kufi. Now, it doesn't matter, it has a chashiv, it's each one. Why theoretically? What's wrong? Why shouldn't it be okay? You're talking about chametz tikka matzah? No, chametz tikka matzah is a problem. Right. Right. So that is the machlekes, these two shitas. The first shita says that we're machmir, that's what we're machmir. You want to know if Erev Pesach would be different. Because of this amashu on Erev Pesach. Okay, the Anachinami. That would be a difference.
Like the you're right. You're right. The fruit juice or something,
no, it's made out of water. It's let's stay more than 18 minutes. The regular matzahs you buy all year round, the chametz. Now, there is a case where this comes up, halacha l'maisa, and that has to do with kalim. The shiloh that comes up that has to do with this sif to a rav. It's not a food. A food that has a bli of chametz, everyone throws away. But there are situations where a person, it happens in, I don't know if it's only in my home, it happens in many homes, that a Pesach tikka utensil, a spoon or a fork, somehow finds its way into a Pesach tikka, finds its way during the year, it doesn't get put away in the closet. Some ladies count each one when they put it away. And then if they're blessed to have a house full of children, they just put it away, and they find it, they put it away. You can have a Pesach tikka keli, which you're afraid is chametz stick, and you find it all year round, you put it aside to kasher. And then, you know how it is, if you don't kasher right away, it ends up back into the mixture, and now someone calls a rav, he says, you know, I have my set of silverware, I'm setting the seder, and one of them, I'm afraid, has blias of chametz. It's still before Pesach, you still can kasher it. But it's already Pesach. Could you kasher it on Pesach? I don't know. But so this is a halacha that's again to this sif. Why didn't I get to this sif? It's a taruvis of yavesh b'yavesh. You have a chametz tikka keli with Pesach tikka kelim in a mixture. Is it also b'mashu or not? So let's learn the next sifkat in the Mishnah Berurah. The long sifkat, which is Tzadik Gimel. We're going to learn, because as of now, we're in trouble. We pass it to Shita Rishayna, which is that it's Aser. So, Mishnah Berurah let Tzadik Gimel. First he explains, and then he elaborates. The explanation is, like Bottle, Kimon di'im nisar v'lach balachi suri v'mashu, gabiyave shechmiru. Just like they were mach balach balach, they were mach v'yavish b'yavish as well. This is all if it got mixed on Pesach. Erev Pesach, even if the chasais dinay kishari surim, ke balach shiure b'dayz etab kishari surim, lach balach the shir is 60. Who had the biyavish gab kein dinay kishari surim. Ubatul Barayv. So here you have Kula number one. It was the Sarev Erev Pesach, It's bottle bereid. However, mekamak and tzarshiyun echalim kulam kaidem alayla. Like Moshe says, you got to eat the matzah bray erev Pesach. Dilav hamrachi for those who eat it. Dilav hachi amrina the chayze v'niya bePesach dvuchleos of dala bahagah. Because otherwise it's chayze v'niya. Chayze v'niya. I told you earlier, lach v'lach is not chayze v'niya. If it's mixed in a liquid, it's considered to have disappeared. It doesn't exist anymore. So if somebody's bottle b'shisha before Pesach, it remains bottle b'shisha. However, if it's nisarid yavesh b'yavesh, so the one, you have three matzahs, one is chametz and two are Pesach. The chametz is still chametz, it's just indistinguishable. It didn't physically dissipate or disappear. So then it's chayzer v'niyar on Pesach. However, yeshakasvu, here's where it becomes more interesting. We pass like the first sheet. When do we say it's not bottled? That's if you have a chametz tikka matzah, Pesach tikka matzahs. Aval mahoya heta ba'atzmai. Rak shenivla by chametz mashahu. If you're just worried about a blia, I'm talking about a utensil, when you're just worried about a blia, he gives an example. Kugai matzah shematzu by chita chamutza. Shenef is pesaychav. Nisar v'akap v'acherais. We have a Pesach tikka matzah. And it's got it had a chita chamutza in it. You pulled out the chita, so now it's only bliyis, and it got mixed. Bottle chabetrei afilu teicha Pesach. Then it's bottle chabetrei according to this first shita, even on Pesach. Who's the first shita? Elio Zuta, Dasalavush, etc. So he this kula is that bliyis amuta aval kamach reidim chalkan as a daitel der kamaisum chagavdi loy bottle. Many argue and say that it's not bottle anyway. So we have here a machlaikis on top of a machlaikis. We have a machlaikis if yavesh b'yavesh is bottle or not. And then we have a machlaikis if a blia is more kuladik, that it's going to be bottle, even according to the shittas, that it's not bottle. And that's even by food. Oy kosmu, kli chametz, shenisarev b'tay kli pesach b'pesach, dilekem a yavesh b'yavesh doloi bottle, vasel ishtamish ben b'pesach. If you have a keli that got mixed into other kelim, bin Pesach, this is talking on Pesach, not on Erev Pesach, af nisarev b'Erev Pesach, nochi lahachmir, shaloi l'shtabishmai. Erev Pesach. Since if it got mixed in Erev Pesach, nochoin lahachmir, shaloi l'shtabishmai. Okay, now, k'li chavis, v'yayne ben yoymai, b'mkhaim b'yesach muzyaz, yishalkum nisarev b'Erev Pesach. See, so this Mishnah Berurah, if it got mixed into the others before Erev Pesach, it got mixed in earlier, that a person has a makim lahakol, and the reason he's makir in the bottom in Kufton Aleph is because it's a davish yoshem matirin. It's something you can kasher, and it's a davish yoshem matirin. So if it's already on Pesach, it remained into Pesach. Pesach, it's a very strange twist. On Pesach, the Magen Avraham says he can't kasher kelim. On Yom Tif, it's a tikkun mana. That's my recollection. I think Magen Avraham is in Hilchis Shabbos, but there he mentions that kashering, to my best recollection. Now, we don't kasher chametz anyway on Pesach, because it's Isser. But, so it would come out a very strange twist. On Erev Pesach, the keli is a davashir shematirin. So it's not bottle. On Pesach, it's not davashir shematirin, because we don't kasher on Pesach. So it becomes more kuladik. Remember, once heard a riddle. How could it be someone does an aveira on Shabbos, creates a food, no one else is allowed to eat it, he's the only one who's allowed to eat it? The chayla. Yeah, okay, without the chayla happy, right? But how could it be? The answer to the riddle is, if someone b'mezid, if someone cooks b'mezid on Shabbos, it's also loyla oilam, and lacherim, it's also on Shabbos. If that falls into a taruvis, and it's bottle, it falls into a taruvis, someone cooks on Shabbos, and it falls into a mixture, and it's bottle. So for everyone else, it's a davashir shematirin. You can wait till after Shabbos, eat it after Shabbos. For him, it's not davashir shematirin. For him, it's also forever. So he would be allowed to eat it on Shabbos, and everybody else, it's a twist, that's the way it would come out. Anyway, that's the way it seems to come out here. But no, deliberately. Oh, the taruvis, you mean? Yeah, you're right. I meant the cooking was.
This kind of says that the eat of fell is one and two. But why do you need two other matzahs? If the whole big matzah is more than that one tiny kernel, 10 times.
Because around where the kernel was is the lesser.
Okay, 1 inch. But the rest of the matzah is 10 inches.
Should be lach balach.
That would be lach balach, okay. The matzah itself saying it would be lach balach, okay. The kashering. So it's a Ramah. Ramah says in Davish HaMatirin that kashering is called Davish HaMatirin. That's Machlis there, the Ramah and the Shah. The Ramah actually brings that, he brings it to Davish HaMatirin, then he says, no, it's not Davish HaMatirin, it's a cost money to kasher. The Meya Eitzim. So the Shach is Matviya Betarti, it's one of those long Shachs. So first of all, it's Davish HaMatirin, Kuwait, the Meslais. And secondly, what's the Meya Eitzim? It's a small amount of money. And he holds that that's still called Zav Shesh HaMetim.
That's what he means. Water
costs money. Okay, could be. I don't remember. Sure, could be. But anyway. He's talking about a specific case where a chita got. The blia, but the keli is aser because it's true. It's true, but this knife has a blia of chametz, and the other knives, the taruvis, is a taruvis of yavish biyavish. When you have a keli that's treif and other keli that are kosher, they're indistinguishable. That mixture is a yavish biyavish mixer. It's a mixture of this knife with other knives. The question is if you could use this knife. Maybe if you know the chametz to a knife, it's vade gana aser. The only way it could be matir is if you say on the bittel while it's still a knife and other knives. Even without davar sheish matir, you need bittel. Without bittel, you have a tray for knife and it's mixed with other knives. The tray for knife, vade is gonna. You have a knife. You're going to stick this knife into a kli rishon. It's going to aser. So why do you say it's going to aser double up? It's not suffik. It's vade going to aser. It's not a taruvis. And the knife is not a taruvis. The knife is zicha aser. You want to be matin. Now it's like you have kosher meat as a bli of treifis. So it's lach balach, but it's treif. Now if it gets mixed with other pieces of meat, that's yavish biyavish. I mean, even though it's zicha balua. Anyway, my point is. My point is that when you have a mixture of kalim with other kalim, lamais it's pesach with machmir. But b'bakim tzayruch is I want to be machmir, especially mishabruz lashon is nochin lahachmir, and b'bakim tzayruch he calls it minyas of chesiyantif. When people are stuck, people in Brooklyn generally don't get stuck. They have shilas. They're usually very machmir. But it happens. People are traveling, or people get stuck in a place they don't expect to be. And then you have to know. You have to know these rules.
The classes of pressuring by Hadara depends on the bittel,
on Pesach. That's why we can't kasher on Pesach.
Any
Hagala.
It depends on getting the time out, being water.
It's only if it's a Ben Yaima. If it's Eina Ben Yaima, it doesn't. Because Eina Ben Yaima doesn't give time into the water except on Pesach, where Eina Ben Yaima.
So, you can't say the most useful material by.
Why? It could be Magalit more than Shisha, then you have no problem. Erev Pesach, now I'm Pesach. Pesach can't kasha, but Erev Pesach.
Kasha
would I go? Yeah.
If the kasha in classes depends on bitul,
so what's wrong with that? I'll kasha my knife, it's 60 times as much water.
As opposed to kasha by burning.
Yeah, okay. Leave it destroys it. Yeah, but it won't matter. Erev Pesach could do Hagala also. You could do either one. You know, you could do Hagala because it's Batul B'Shishim Erev Pesach. Okay, Sif Yud.
I think you said another shear somewhere that something that Davar Shishim Atim is only if you only use it once, so wait till after Shabbos.
No,
that you need to use now again and again, then you don't say that.
The Nidei Yehuda's rule is that it's true. Nidei Yehuda has such a rule that we only see Davar Shishim HaTirin on something that you eat and you consume and you have once, and that's something that you eat on a constant basis. It's true. It's true. So, machina. That's. Right.
Why is it?
The fact that Kuwait left the Pesach. So that's what Yisrael is mentioning. The Yehuda's rule that a keli you want to use now, you want to use later. Right? No, he says the Dosh of Tehillah is only something you use once. He says,
even if you have another one?
Yeah. If you don't need it, you don't need it. As if Yud is the second klal, the klalim of Chametz and Pesach, which are nogea to these emergency shilas, are two. Dine Bittel, which we discussed till now. Now, Dine Nois and Tam Lefgam. Now, Nois and Tam Lefgam has two examples. One is a mixture which just doesn't taste good together. If you're cooking gefilte fish in a pot and some chocolate syrup falls in, so chocolate syrup and fish don't go well together. So if the chocolate syrup is chametz dik, it doesn't give a good taste into the gefilte fish. So you might taste it, and it might have malt, it might have chametz, but it's nice and tam lefgam. So what's the din of something that gives a bad taste? Now obviously, again, in our kitchens, no one's going to ask the shayla if chametz falls into the gefilte fish. But it's nageya in the second nice and tam lefgam situation, which is a keli eina ben yaymai, which we're going to talk about after. First, let's learn what it says in Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll get to keli eina ben yaymai, and you'll find out why very often I tell people, you can't eat it, but give it to your Sephardic neighbors. You'll see why in a minute. Tzif Yud. Nois and tam lefgam mutter gam bepesach. The Mechabesh Shita is that nois and tam lefgam has the same heter on Pesach as all year round. So if you have a mixture of chametz into non-chametz, and it gives taste, it's more than a 60th, but it gives a bad taste in the mixture, it's mutter. Ramah, yesh machmirin v'cheinayigin be'elu hamedinais. And he says, our minig is ta'aser, v'makam sheyesh minig la'achmir, afilu mashu, v'nois in tam lefgam aser. Even a double whammy, issa mashu, and nois in tam lefgam, lach balach, so it's still aser, even though you have both chumras together, it's still aser. Now this is the halacha psuka that we go with. Where does this come up? It comes up by a lady who calls, and it's going to happen, I'm sure, this week. It's a chazaka by me. The week of Pesach, before Pesach, I always get the phone call from the lady who tells me 10 times first, I don't know how this happened, I'm really very careful, and you know, I went to Beis Yaakov, and all the things she said. And then she says, it's like a letdown afterwards, she didn't do anything so terrible, you know. What happens is, she says, I'm cooking for Pesach, and I found, I don't know what happened, I used a chametz tikka spoon in my Pesach tikka cooking, what do I do? So, the conversation always goes as follows. Chametz tikka, a spoon, is it a ben yaymai? Of course it's not a ben yaymai. Now, before Pesach, I told you issa mashu is bottled before Pesach. The same thing with nois and tam lefgam. Nois and tam lefgam before Pesach is like chumris mashu, and it's mutter. It doesn't ask enough for Sfaradim and enough for Ashkenazim, but it has nothing to do with this mechaber. Nois and tam lefgam before Pesach does not aser, period. And the things are mutter. So conversation usually goes, you could serve the chicken soup at the Seder. And the woman says, the chicken soup? I threw that out already. I want to know if I have to kasha my kitchen, to kasha my kelim. This is always the way the conversation goes. The halacha is that before Pesach it's mutter. On Pesach, fashkenazim it's aser. Because we hold that Eina ben Yoimai is nice and tam lefgam, aser like issa mashu on Pesach. You don't have to burn it, you don't have to destroy it, but you're not allowed to eat it. Could be thrown into mutter ba'ano as well. But it's aser ba'achila. But for Acheinu b'nei Sfarad, it's mutter l'chatchila, nice and tam lefgam. Once it's nice and tam lefgam already, it's mutter, you're allowed to use it. So you can even charge him for it. It's mutter ba'ano, but it's aser ba'achila. So at any rate, this is the second big klal of this inyan. I'm sorry, I take it back. The Mishnah Berurah here, even though by Yisra Mashu we said Hanoz Mutter, if you look on the second page on your copies, it says in the Mishnah Berurah that it's also Bahano as well. Interesting. All right, anyway, it says that's also Bahano. Koswa Paiskim. Now here I'll explain to you why this is important. Let's learn it. The Mekobo came in Nisid Lagamri. If the thing that falls in is totally not usable, it's more than nice in Tamil of God, it's Afra Bialma, it's Mutter. So that's what that is the psak here. Good. Tzaddik test. I want to explain tzaddik test. Let's learn the words. If it's us about nothing, you're not allowed to. Okay. V'chein. Before Pesach, yeah. Before Pesach, can eat it. So they give it to him. A tzaddik test. A filu mashu noisit tablufka. Miyun linin reyach. A mizbor le'el sifal if the yesh machmirin. If it's tarif l'zeh gam kei noisit tablufka mimashu yesh lahakul. The words say that le'inyan reyach, I'll explain reyach in a moment. If it's we're machmir, if it's nice to tamal of kamashu, then it's mutter. Let me explain what the sugya of reyach is. Sif aleph here in Tuf Mem Zayin, it talks about a tanur, an oven. You cook in an oven chametz and non chametz at the same time. Again, in our houses, nobody would dream of using it. But there, it's a sugya of Recha Milsa. Now, for reasons that we'll have to discuss, it doesn't say a word about Zeya, as far as the Zeya. It talks only about Recha. It's a sugya of Recha Milsa, simen in Yeredeya, simen Kufches. Bashari Surah, we paskin Recha Milsa Lechatchila, Napadiyevet. On Pesach, when Machmir, on what we call Recha Milsa. Recha Milsa means that within certain parameters, which are met in our ovens, the door, if the door of the oven was open, it would be different, but we close the doors of our ovens, and even the little chimney in the back, or Moshe seems told, is insignificant. And we say Recha Milsa, that the chametz asers the thing which is cooked with it at the same time. That's the way we paskin. Now, there is something of a tumult regarding fans in ovens. Now, I'm not familiar with fans in ovens, I'll tell you the truth. Our ovens, I don't believe, have fans. And the email I got was from London. It seems in England there's a tumult about the fans in the ovens. So I emailed them back. It's an exhaust oven, an exhaust fan. Even if Zaya, you're worried about Zaya, it's not coming back down. It's an exhaust fan, sucks it out. So he told me, what? So he told me about the ovens that are made to circulate the air, that are not made. So I'm not familiar with it at all. And the question was, or is, if you have such an oven, such a fan, whether the self-cleaning of the oven can clean what's in the fan. Now, I don't know. I'm not familiar with the self-cleaning. I'm not familiar with the fan of the self-cleaning. If I had one, I would test it. I would get the thermocouple device and stick it into the fan area and turn on the self-cleaning and measure the heat. And you can know in one self-cleaning cycle how hot it gets. So I just told him I'm not familiar with it. But we're talking here about what? We're talking about Recha Milsa. We're talking about, let's say, this chametz in the fan area. You're cooking chicken, you're roasting chicken in your oven. So it goes back to Taf Mem Zayin Sif Aleph, which is a question of Reicha Milsa. You know, the answer about cooking challis and chicken next to each other in an oven, not touching each other, but next to each other in an oven. Here we're talking about not whole challis, but a mashu of chametz that might be in the fan, and maybe it didn't burn out from the self cleaning. And what can be worst case scenario? It can be an issa mashu. Is that issa mashu taste good being in the fan after self cleaning? I find it highly unlikely. So here we have on Pesach. So here we have this Mishnah Berurah. There's a Bir Halacha as well. The Mishnah Berurah first says, "Miul inyan reyach hamisbar sif alif yesh machmirin wamachmir." And mitzdarf lezeh gam kein naisin l'natam l'fgam imashu yesh lahakul. Here he's makel. If you mitzdarf to it, the din of naisin tam l'fgam imashu. So he says over here, you can be makel. Loi mi boi the svarim dimu a makel on every nice and tam lefgam. But lididan, we can be makel. Now, in addition, in Tof Mem Zayin, the Bir Halacha brings a base mayor. By the machlaikis of Recha Milsa, which I told you, Shari Surum a makel. By Recha Milsa, the Mishnah Berurah says, Kosova base mayor, the Bir Halacha. Nira de'en lahachmir al bamidi do'a shriach klau. Says, you only have to be machmir, it's not common. You have chalas in your oven together with your Pesach with the chicken. The haynu l'mashal, nefel pas chametz b'pesach im basa shamein. You have meat cooking with pas together, b'zei yesh l'hachmir. But he says, avol, b'mat ha'shchiyach, what's more common? B'nim tzachita me'echa metafshilim betaner. They found a chita in the chicken. It happened, they cooked chicken. They found the chicken ate chitim, and there was a chita stuck in. Even you close the door and there's no real chimney, and we're machmir. Right? He says that it's more kala. It's only a samashu. Etc. He's mekel. So by an isamashu who is mekel, by a sedaisa tamal of gam from a mashu, even the Mishnah Berurah here is mekel independently, and therefore it would seem, without ever having seen this contraption, that there is a and you also misufik if the self cleaning caches it. It would seem that there's a grounds to be makel,
even to bake on Pesach deliberately.
Even to bake on Pesach deliberately, and not only that, but you have to remember lamaisa. There is a miut of paiskim in America who hold that you don't need a self cleaning oven. You just set it to the highest temperature, and that's adequate. Now there's very little source for it. It's a piyah shmua from Reb Aaron. The Rav Heinemann and a few others say over. We had a Rosh Yeshiva in Tarvadas, Rav Leza Kahana, Talmid Chacham, who waged a war against this. He said that Rav Aaron was talking not about the enamel ovens, but in the yeshiva, the commercial ovens are all metal. And he said Rav Aaron was talking about the metal ovens, where Liban Kal could help. He wasn't talking about enamel ovens. He went to Lakewood to ask Rav Schneier what Rav Aaron was talking about. Rav Schneier said, I don't know, Rav Aaron sent me to learn in Europe. I wasn't with him in those years. So he came back, he said, Rav Shteyer said he's not sure if Rav Aaron was talking about Kli Charis. So, what's Kibbalah Kapolte on Libun? Who ever heard of Kibbalah Kapolte on Kli Charis, on Libun? You ever heard that you could cash a Kli Charis and Kibbalah Kapolte? No one ever heard of such a thing. There's no source, zero source for it anywhere, except they say Rav Aaron said it. It's very hard to understand. Kli Charis, there's no Kibbalah Kapolte on Kli Charis. Even Libun doesn't work, you have to be Machzir the Kivshin. So it's a mystery. If Rav Aaron said it, he said it. You know, they say he said it. The enamel is very thin. It's a very thin coating. What does that matter? I'm not sure, but it could be if Rav Aaron said it. Then Kabbalah and the Kabbal. But usually, Rav Aaron and Ramesha, we usually follow Ramesha when it comes to halachas of ovens. Ramesha says you can't. You need Liban Gomor. So the way it's like everything else, it gets on the internet, and people say, some say, and finish.
There's a mute opinion.
What? Our enamel ovens, yeah. The ovens in the home that I've seen are all enamel. It could be they make metal ones. I had somebody here who came to sell the chametz. He asked me, Shiloh. He told me he has a metal oven. There's no enamel. So it could be such a thing.
But
self-cleaning is like mazira l'kivsha. I'll tell you why. Mishnah Berurah says, Shulchan Aruch says, you can't kashuk licheres, even libun gomer. So how does self-cleaning work? So why can't you kasher kli cheres liban gamur? We're afraid you'll be mezalzel in the kashering because your dilma paki, your phrase is going to crack. So Mishnah Berurah brings right in the beginning of Sif Aleph Tov Nun Aleph that a kli cheres that's made to use in an oven, there's no dilma paki, and it's mutter, especially the oven itself, a self-cleaning oven, there's no dilma paki, and there you could kasher with liban gamur. And that's the reason that we kasher with liban gamur. Now I want to tell you for the lumdus of the inyan that Sif Aleph confuses me. I tried to work on this one day last week. What happened to Zeya? A whole sif about Recha Milsa. What happened to Zeya? When we talk about cooking in an oven, we're always concerned that the Zeya, the steam of the food, that's not Recha Milsa. Zeya, everybody holds. So Mechaber, if you're cooking one food underneath, one food on top, the Zeya of the bottom food goes into the top food. Why are we talking about Zeya? The answer seems to be that we know that dough is not mazia. Dough dries as it bakes. And a dove yavesh, it says clear in halacha, is not mazia. So then the question becomes the following. If you're cooking chicken, which is mazia, next to dough, should we say, well, the zeya of the chicken is belaya from the dough? And the zeya goes back to the chicken, and it's mavliya back into the chicken. So if the element's above, so Moshe writes, anytime you have an element above, zeya goes up, it doesn't go down. So if you have a broiler where the fire is on top, so Moshe writes that there's no issue. You don't have to kasher, it's good. People who travel and they find themselves in a trefa place, they want to cook, the broiler, the old-fashioned broilers, which are underneath, have the fire on top. As long as it's clean, Ramesh holds there's no problem of the Zeya coming down. It all burns up in the fire, in the element. But if the fire is underneath, so why do you have a problem? The Zeya goes up, it goes down, it hits the food before it hits the fire. So, in Shulchan Aruch, there's no makar that such a transition takes place. That something gives Zeya, the Zeya becomes treif, and it goes back to its source. Logically, if Zeya is like liquid, one could argue such a case. It seems from Sif Aleph in Taf Mem Zayin, we have a Makar, even by Chametz on Pesach, that there's no such thing as Zeya going and bringing back a Bliya. Zeya goes and makes things treif, that's a Mechaber. There's no question. If you have kosher chicken and treif and chicken cooking in an oven, the Zeya of the treif goes to the kosher and asks it, that there's no question, unless it's open. If it's open, then the Zeya goes out. But if it's in an enclosed environment, then it goes back down. That's a Mechaber. But to say it takes Blias into the Zeya and goes back, it seems from this Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch that there's no such thing. It's Tzarech Limud Rav. It still needs to understand the lumdus of why it's this way. And there are possibilities. I'd like to find someone who explains it beferish. But this seems to be a very clear idea. I went yesterday, last night, I took out the Igros Moshe's Truva and Chelek Aleph of Yoredei on ovens to see if he says that Zeya could do such a thing. He doesn't say one way or the other on Zeya. There is a later Truva on ovens. I didn't know which Chelek it was. I didn't look at it last night. So this is Tzarech Eidi, and it's Negea to it's very Negea to somebody who cooks chicken in a milchik oven. You say the Zeya make the oven treif. The oven has blias of milk, now blias of meat. But does the Zeya travel to the milk, get the blias, and come back to the meat? I would think logically yes, but it seems to be from here clear source that Zeya doesn't travel that way. What? Chaz would be fleishig. Chaz would be fleishig, but the chicken wouldn't be chavitzik. That's what it says. What? Our ovens have vents. So Rav Moshe, if you look in the Igros Moshe, Chelek Aleph, I think it's Truva Nun Ches, he says, Basha Kasafta, that there's vents, you have to look at his Lashon. I don't see a real vent. He writes something like that. I don't know exactly what he means. It's a small vent in the back of the oven. He means it's not a chimney. I don't know. Maramok about Ilach. Look at the Truva. He seems to not consider that vent to be adequate. That's what it sounds like. Unless the Truva was written 40 years ago and it was different then. I don't know. So that, no. Because by dry food, there's Recha and there's no Zeya. And by Shari Surim, we make on Recha. Only Machmar and Zeya. So Chal has no Zeya. Chicken has Zeya. Okay. So the Zeya of a bubbling chicken, of a liquid, has to be liquid. will go to the challah. If it's liquid, if it's dry, you're putting it to warm up. You have roast chicken, you put it to warm up. That's not mazia. It's only liquid that's mazia, not a dough. So it's made with water, but it's a halacha psuka that challah is not mazia. There's no shayla. But what? The challah doesn't get to the chicken. That's what it says in Sefala. No, so Recha, we're machmer and Recha. Recha, just the smell of the thing, we're not machmer b'shari, so we're machmer only on Pesach. Anyway, these are some of the halachas. Yeah.
My wife makes challah. As soon as I open the door, I know she's making challah.
So that's called Recha. That's the smell. Right. So Recha, we're machmer on Pesach. Recha, we are machmer. But not if it's just a mashahu. That's what I'm saying. We're machmer on the challahs. But on the little amount stuck in the fan where it's an isamashu, it's probably pogum, that would not machmer. On the chalas, you're right. But not on okay? Reb David, I have to let you know what we'll learn after. After Pesach, I don't know, I was thinking of learning Hilchis Kvura, Hilchis Pesach Faris. Is that good? That's right before. What? Isru Chag, if you can have the copies ready during the week. Your office is open this week. Yes, this week they're open, so I'll take you a day. All right, see you, Mr. Chag. Give me a Hashem.